The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
He's here. Just a little drama there. A little drama buildup. It's Wednesday. Welcome back. Hope you've had a nice 21 hours. We're here to help, doing our best. Eric and I will be on in an hour with more information. I just think that the more I look around, the way that the information about this genocide is being managed and presented is so obviously being staged and controlled that I wish more people could see it. I know many of you do, or you wouldn't be listening to this program. You get it. It's all a soap opera. It's all shtick. It's all an act. The whole year geopolitically has been laid out in advance. I believe that firmly. I think they lay 3 or 4 years out. In general outlines, they'll sketch out a year and they'll fill it in as that year gets nearer. This year is just being played out according to the script that they've already concocted. That's my take. I may be wrong. I don't think so, but I might be. This whole thing, believe me, the outcome is already, it's a foregone conclusion. The controllers have decided what's going to happen. They're going through all of these gyrations and paroxysms of this and that, and it's crazy. But it's designed like the Roman arena to keep the masses entertained. And they are. I won't call it entertained. How about to keep their attention focused and directed and misdirected and all the rest of it? William Gein, one of our great American patriot heroes of our times, is back right now with the Alipac.us report. That is your cue, William.
And I'm on my new phone, which I hope sounds great and fixes any of the problems we were having before. We'll find out.
Let us know, everyone, if you hear me echoing in the background somehow or whatever. No, you sound younger than springtime.
Well, I retired the old phone and got the new one here and got it set up and ready to rumble. So hope it fixes it. If not, it is on you guys' end. And there's some pretty big stuff on the horizon since last show. And one of the things that we're trying to make sense of today at Alipac.us, because it just got posted at Alipac, although I see now the release date on this document I'm looking at. This is from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which, as everyone out there listening should know, has been fully compromised and weaponized against the American public and our tax dollars at work, importing invaders instead of repelling them as they should. And they released this document titled Completing an Unprecedented 10 Million Immigration Cases in Fiscal Year 2023. USCIS reduced its backlog for the first time in over a decade. Yay! So they're claiming that they processed 10 million immigration cases in 2023. And I just don't understand how that's possible.
What does processed mean? Just in
well,
a thumbnail.
It says that the end of fiscal year 2023 data illustrates the agency's progress in meeting its strategic priorities. The USCIS workforce has worked tirelessly over the past year to uphold America's promise as a nation of welcome and possibility by reducing backlogs, improving customer experience, addressing humanitarian needs, and strengthening employment-based immigration. It says that they received 10.9 million filings and completed more than 10 million pending cases, reducing their backlog by 15%. Among the record number of case completions. So, now they're only supposed to let in like around 1.6 million people legally each year, but then they're processing millions of illegal aliens improperly and illegally at the border. It says the agency administered the Oath of Allegiance to more than 878,000 new U.S. citizens, which that sounds like, a regular number. But here's the thing. Whatever these 10 million immigration cases that they supposedly resolved or handled, people believe there's an average of 262 work days in a year. And we got 365 calendar days, of which around approximately 262 are work days. If you divide 10 million by 262, it means somehow or another they completed 38,167 immigration cases per workday.
Right.
So right. I'm just going to go ahead and take a good stab at it here. I would say instead of completing cases, they electronically rubber stamped a lot of stuff en masse.
Oh, you
to
bet.
To the tune of 38,000 per workday.
You know, there's no way unless it's all run through a yes, one big computer with one imprint that it'll give on each applicant. Approved, 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 approved at the speed of light. They're not looking
it must
at
be,
people.
Because I don't see how it would be humanly possible. I mean, they need an army of like 100,000 workers. Or I don't know. I don't know how many immigration cases per day a worker could work at, but whatever was supposed to be looked at, if this, unfortunately, this may have involved, criminal background checks and terrorism watch lists and health background checks and references and sponsors and all sorts of important things that make our immigration system less dangerous, probably got thrown to the wayside. 10 million, that's a pretty big number.
Well, if they only had 10% of them ready to go, that's a million-man army, right?
Easy.
Well, yeah. I'm being charitably conservative.
Then over here, the Office of Public Affairs at the United States Department of Justice released March 23rd, 4 days ago. They've launched the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. And this reads a lot like when they first came out with the CISA thing. Remember CISA, the cyberspace
yes.
protection
yes.
stuff? And they came out with all this, like, good sounding, oh, we're going to protect our cyberspace infrastructure, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then a couple years later, we find out, oh, we're going to use the United States government and this program to censor and violate the First and many other amendment rights of U.S. citizens. Well, this one, the Justice Department National Extreme Risk Protection Order, or ERPO, will provide training and technical assistance to law enforcement officials, prosecutors, attorneys, judges, clinicians, victim service and social service providers, community organizations, oh God, and behavioral health professionals responsible for implementing laws
like
designed
that.
To keep guns out of the hands of people
right.
who pose a threat to themselves or others.
Oh, yes.
Now
that's red flag laws. Those are the red flag laws. Behavioral health professionals. Uh-huh.
Well, gosh, that first paragraph's really pretty broad.
Yeah,
what constitutes people who pose a threat to themselves and others? What's the definition of that? Are they?
It's not in the Constitution. Sorry, it's not there. It's unambiguous. It's quite clear. Shall not be abridged.
Well, if you look on Facebook and Twitter and other social media, all these leftist trolls are running around saying that, you know, Republicans and Trump voters and white people and Christians and conservatives and constitutionalists and people who are concerned about abortion and people who are concerned about the border and illegal immigration and people who are against socialism and communism are all threats to are threats, Nazis and threats. So
that's right.
They're gonna launch this thing. Merrick Garland announced this, and apparently it's funded and maybe part of that funding bill that snuck through in the middle of the night last week. It's part of the landmark bipartisan Safer Communities Act to protect communities from gun violence. And you know, when I hear them say communities, I want to believe, like, you know, oh, good, communities, you know, neighborhoods and schools and libraries.
And barbecues.
But,
and yes.
Yeah, but when they say communities, no, they're talking about people that have had their sex organs surgically mutilated and people who are attracted to children and
just another
illegal
lifestyle.
Immigrants.
Don't worry.
And
oh,
felons.
And look, but wait, you have to look. You're missing it. The word community. Spell community.
Well, I mean, it's communities plural here. It's here, C-O-M-M-U-N-I-T-I-E-S.
Stop. C-O-M-M-U-N-I, and then you just finish the word properly, S-T.
Communists. Protect
now you're catching on.
Protect communists from gun violence. I get it, yeah.
Hey.
ERPO is going to help protect communists from gun violence.
I think we should just stop messing around and change the political names of the two parties to what they really are. The Communist Party of America and the Patriot Party of America. Let's stop playing games.
Well, here in the third paragraph, it says the ERPO laws are modeled off domestic violence protection orders, create a civil process allowing law enforcement, family members in most states, and medical professionals or other groups in some states to petition the court to temporarily prohibit someone at risk of harming themselves or others from purchasing and possessing firearms during the duration of the order. So here in the first paragraph, they've already pointed out They put law enforcement first because people are like, oh, yeah, cops, officials, prosecutors, judges, attorneys. But then you get down in here, social service providers. Now, that would mean like your family services and the people that do school lunches and community organizations. Oh, like, you know, BLM and the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and Media Matters, you know, community, ACORN. Remember ACORN? That was a community organization.
Yeah.
That they're going to, and behavioral health professionals, they're going to be involved in it. And when it gets down to the third paragraph, they say that it's going to be other medical professionals or other groups in some states. Other groups can petition a court to temporarily prohibit people from owning, possessing firearms during the duration of the order.
Well, these are the red flag laws. That's what they're calling it. Appropriately named as communism is red. The red flag laws. We're really in trouble here, friends. We can't do this. And for those who are looking for a state to move to, I support that. But honestly, Idaho is considered to be one of the great destinations. But they're one rigged election from having a communist governor. And then what happens? So I don't know where to go. I don't know where to tell people to go, except perhaps to church and pray. Although I don't do that, but maybe if you are religiously oriented, that might be a good thing to do. We're in real trouble here. Big trouble. Bad trouble. And it's all about C-O-M-M-U-N-I-S-T, or I-S-M, however you want to do it. Commu, community, commu. It's there. And they are not playing games. They see a weakness, and they're pushing their advantage.
Well, the thing is, okay, we all understand that somebody is giving off behavior like they're going to harm themselves. Okay, everybody wants there to be somebody to try to, like, prevent that from happening. We don't want people harming themselves, and we don't want people harming others, okay?
That's not the solution, no.
But the thing is, every single one of us is capable of harming others, and every single one of us would harm others under certain circumstances.
Well, we would harm... make plastic toy guns for children? They're training them to be killers, right?
Well, the vast majority of Americans would harm others to protect the nation, to fight on behalf of the nation, to prevent tyranny within the nation.
Right.
You know, to protect their loved ones. There's a lot of different reasons, you know, but, I want to see the definition. It's too broad. It is way too broad. And I want to see the actual specifics here, because this just looks so much like the type of thing they're going to turn it into and say, election deniers, January 6th, Trump voters, they're dangerous people. You got to take their guns. It's grounds for guns. Extremism. William Gaines on the extremist map. He must not be allowed to have a gun. He's a dangerous person. How do you know he's a dangerous person? Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL wouldn't say bad things about him if he wasn't a dangerous person.
I know.
So,
well, don't worry, because Microsoft is trying to protect us all. Microsoft wants to ban all curvy females from video games. Developers have been urged to avoid negative gender stereotypes, according to updated guidelines. So a woman with breasts is now a negative gender stereotype. This is all out of control, crazy. Now, I'm not a video game fan at all, but they're certainly trying to erase the line between the genders. They're flowing together more and more. Anyway, you don't play video games.
Well, I used to. A lot.
Oh, RFK, as I said a week ago, chose the ex-wife of a Google co-founder. Was it Brin or Page? I can't remember now. Anyway, he chose Nicole Shanahan as his VP, thereby shooting himself in all 3 feet as a turkey.
I saw he made the pick, but I wasn't familiar with her.
No one is. She's a WEF-er. All right? Look into her background. The independent candidate insisted that he and Shanahan offer hope to millions of disillusioned American voters, unlike the Democrats and Republicans who force citizens into choosing the lesser evil. Mm-hmm. A profile of Shanahan shown during the event highlighted her humble origins, her expertise in Silicon Valley, and her acute interest in environmental issues. Right. So she was married to Sergey Brin, co-founder of Google, and they divorced in 2023. They were married for 5 years. It happens. But she's got connections. You really have to look. She got a big settlement when she divorced. She gave $4 million to a political action committee, a PAC, that funded a 30-second ad for Kennedy shown during the Super Bowl. So she bought one of those $4 million 30-second spots. Money. Money, money, money. No, there's a WEF connection there. I'm looking for it here. Anyway, he's just a dope. If his name is actually in the Epstein papers, which I believe it is, what do you have here? You got just another compromised political pawn, like all the rest of them. So, Why couldn't she have given $4 million to Alipac to fund it for the next 10 years to fight for America, the Constitution, the values that this country was founded upon? No, she's not going to do that. I'm sorry.
Well,
I tried to get the money for you.
I like the fact that we're supported by small donors and people that give us, you know, $25.
Those are Americans. That's what America is. Grassroots.
Yeah, we're not on the hook for any type of big conglomerate, you know, other power or group, and that allows us to stay focused on trying our best to represent the people that want to see these things said and done against illegal immigration and amnesty. And last Friday. You know, but just a few days ago, but I guess 2 days after our last show, the video started going viral on Twitter of the hundreds of illegal aliens overwhelming the National Guard. And it was a very dramatic video where this mob of illegals, you know, just overcomes our guard. And what people didn't realize
pushed them down.
Yeah. Well, they stabbed them. Many of those guard members were hospitalized with stab wounds from knives and shanks.
That was played down. That was not the lead part of the headline.
Yeah, well, you couldn't tell it at first. You just saw the guards members get knocked down and pushed down and trampled over by the horde of fighting age illegal aliens coming here to rape and pillage. And they were stabbing and slashing the guardmen. Many of them were hospitalized. Is my understanding of it. And one of the things that I've said that I want to keep repeating to everybody to keep it very clearly in mind: the most psychotic, aggressive, skillful, and successful rapists, robbers, and killers on the planet are now here from all around the world. The people who are the best at that are here for the people and things they want. And they're combing every neighborhood and countryside looking for the people and the things they want because of this border and what's happened there.
You said it just perfectly. You couldn't be more correct. All right, hold on just a sec. We'll come right back with William, Alipac US. And again, a thank you to all of you who reached out and made sure that Alipac had the funds to continue operation. There is not another political action committee in America, in my view, that's probably worth funding at all. And you did it. You kept us going here. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, let's get right back to our conversation with William. It is Wednesday. A little bit more on Nicole Shanahan, which you probably won't hear, but she's a career communocrat type. Believe it, total Democrat, but not the old Kennedy-style Democrat Party. This is the new style, the communocrat party. She's currently the president of something called BIA-ECHO, a foundation that aims to be a catalyst for constructive social change. Your ears perk up with that one, William? Constructive social change, like progressivism? Yes, and it focuses on three areas: reproductive rights, can you say Planned Parenthood, etc.? Criminal justice, can you say elite leftist courts? And the environment, can you say global warming? This has led to the launch of a Center for Reproductive Longevity and Equality, as in DEI, right? So, okay. She's obvious. You can't be married to Sergey Brin and not come away being a leftist. So Bobby Kennedy she dropped $4 million to pay for the rest of his Super Bowl 32nd spot. I think it was seven altogether. So that $4 million got her some real serious consideration for the job. So there's more here. Hold on. I got to find this. The dissolution of her marriage between 2018-2023, thrust Shanahan into the glare of the media spotlight when the Wall Street Journal alleged she had been having an affair with Elon Musk in 2021. Musk and Shanahan both denied the allegations. Well, that takes it right off the table, doesn't it? Let's see here. There's a little bit more. She's mocking people. Some have suggested she's had plastic surgery. I have not, she said. Okay. And here's, I'll just jump down to the end here on this. Among the politicians Shanahan has backed financially, seatbelts, are, these are the people she idolizes and backs, Hillary Clinton in 2016 and Joe Pedo Biden in 2020. She also hosted a fundraiser for Pete the Despicable Buttigieg. Anyhow, okay, that's enough. So you get the idea. Kennedy is he's a leftist liberal, according to the people he trusts the most to carry the vice presidential standard on his ticket.
Well, I think Americans with any sense have had enough of that style and brand of law enforcement, end quote. They have gutted our police forces. They have gutted our military. And crime is bad, whether it's up or it's moving down or whatever. It's in awful territory.
Yes, sir.
The economy is awful. The crime levels are awful. The police and the military have been gutted. And, you know, you can apparently illegally immigrate into the country, attack police officers, and walk back out of jail in New York without bail and give everybody the finger and just waltz on down the lane. And the American public is trying to move away from that, to repair that, to, you know, progressive, let's regress. Let's go back to when we had bail. Let's regress back to where we had police officers with guns and we didn't have shortages in the military and shortages in our police enforcement because of the anti-white racism aimed at many of the white police officers. They didn't want white men to be cops anymore. They didn't want white men to be soldiers anymore. And now a lot of white men don't want to be cops and soldiers. And, you know,
lots of them.
We're weak and losing ground.
We're a pushover,
you know, because
right
of that
now.
Discrimination, you know, and now they're going after fire departments that have too many white males in there. Can't have that. DEI.
But put the women in there; they won't be able to pick up. They won't be able to pick up one section of fire hose and move it. You watch. Nothing against women; they're just physiologically different than men.
And when I said, and I pointed out, you know, before the break, that the most elite and successful and psychopathic killers, rapists, and robbers the world has ever seen are all here now.
Right.
There's a couple of crime stories I just want to mention, okay? One, we've got the tourist burglars from Chile, where apparently you don't even have to have a tourist visa to get up here from Chile, or that are moving through Chile, and from Venezuela.
Right.
In other places, they're called transnational gangs, and these transnational gangs are flying in, hitting people's upper-end homes, nice homes, gated communities in some cases.
Oh, they're actually going into gated communities now. Interesting.
Yes, well, because that's where a lot of the high-end homes are.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay, but, you know, and they say that often they don't have guns because they don't want the felony. They don't want the charges to be too bad. They want to be able to get out and get out of the country if they get caught doing anything. But they're very sophisticated, and many of them have jamming systems that disrupt all wireless communications. So if they come up on your house
at midnight. They're getting the tech. That's right.
Your cameras, if your cameras are wireless, they can't communicate with the base. If your alarm system is cellular-based, it can't call 911. It can't call police. And if you're in your master bedroom wondering what that sound of breaking glass just was or what that bump in the night was, you can't call 911 because they've jammed your cell signal. You and your electronics are on your own unless you have an old school copper line that you can get your hands on and dial out through the old copper systems, which most people don't have anymore. So you've got
AT&T is talking about removing all landline service from California in all the areas it serves. No more landlines. They're going to push everybody into digital cell phones. So they can more easily monitor everything.
Well, and here's a big crime story. And if you want to look up the picture of these seven Chinese nationals they're looking for, apparently there's a $10 million bounty for information on these guys. BBC reports millions of Americans caught up in Chinese hacking plot. I'm going to repeat that. Millions. Millions out there. A lot of them don't know it. And this is very sinister, very twisted. But millions of American online accounts have been caught up in a sinister hacking plot that targets U.S. officials. The Justice Department, the FBI said on Monday, the seven nationals have been charged with enacting a widespread cyber attack campaign. They're accused of ties to hacking operation that has run for 14 years. So they're just now telling us about a 14-year Chinese hacking operation aimed at millions of Americans. So what are we going back? Since 2010, Jeff.
Right.
There's a reward up to $10 million / 8 million euros for the seven men. They say that the hackers had targeted U.S. and foreign critics of China, businesses, and politicians. So if you've been critical of China in your social media posts or from your company or as a politician, you may have been one of the targets. They apparently sent over 10,000 malicious emails impacting thousands of victims across multiple continents. And the way that this hack worked, I have to scan down here. Okay. A spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington said, quote, without valid evidence, relevant countries jumped to an unwarranted conclusion and made groundless accusations, says China. The emails they're accused of sending the targets often appear to be from prominent news outlets or journalists containing hidden tracking links. So you open it up because it's from a journalist or the New York Times or the Washington Post. And if you just open the email sent to them, your information, including your location and IP address, would be sent to a server controlled by the seven defendants. Okay, so New York Times sent me an email. Ooh, I opened it, and suddenly they know exactly where I'm at. And they know my IP address of my machine. This information was then used to enable more, quote, direct and sophisticated targeted hacking, such as compromising the recipient's home routers and other electronic devices. So they would then take that information and attempt to breach the router of the homes and offices that you open the email from and possibly seek access to your security cameras, smart home devices, text messages.
All those little cams are actually pretty neat. I've seen them advertised. If they work well, and they claim they do, you can put them all around your house and everything, but somebody shows up with some kind of an EMF monitoring device that'll actually... It'll scramble your signaling. You won't be able to see on your cell phone when you're 5 miles away from your home what the cameras are picking up. And that could be it. Wow. Armed guards is where we're going to have to go.
Well, I mean, even if you had armed guards, the Chinese hackers would see them on your video camera feeds and know when they were there and when they weren't there and who they were and what they looked like and what they were doing and all that stuff. I mean, basically...
If you... We're not going to be personal about this, but if you had a home that you wanted to protect, which if you had a home, you would want to protect, so what would you do? Now, you're a smart and very well-informed American. What would the average American who has a home, or even a condominium, I don't care, or an apartment, and they want to protect it, what technology would you use to try to protect your home? What would you recommend that people consider doing to protect their home?
Well, me personally, I'm not a fan of the smart home devices. I'm not a fan of smart home.
Me neither.
Tech to
I have nothing to do with any of that. Nothing. You're right.
Well, I mean, because, you know, yeah, it's probably cool and convenient. You can program and adjust your thermostat and turn your lights on and off and all this other stuff. But I don't buy, first of all, I don't buy smart appliances other than the TV and the computer, okay? Right. And the computer doesn't have a microphone on it. The computer doesn't have a camera on it. My TV doesn't have a camera on it. It has a microphone on it. It's supposed to be turned off, but you never know. So smart TV's a risk. Your cell phone's a risk. But I just don't add. I don't suggest adding to that risk by adding, you know, who need, you know, smart refrigerators and everything else and smart home components. Secondly, you want to make sure that your router information is updated and has a specific password, not the default password that comes on the devices from the manufacturer. Because a lot of people never change that default password, and if so, a Chinese hacker gets a lock on your IP address and your location, and they know the default password. So you need to make sure that your firmware updates take place. You need to make sure that everything on your system that you're running gets regular firmware updates, that it doesn't get neglected and in the past. You need to make sure that your computer is running more than one layer of protection, from the Windows Defender to ESET or Norton antivirus. Possibly running with malware bytes or have malware bytes as well, and do regular scans on your computer. And then use, you know, Brave browsers or Firefox or some type of browsers that's not Google Chrome, not Internet Explorer browsers that are the most likely to be targetable and have the least amount of privacy stuff. And then you need to, like, practice some common sense, because a lot of these hackers and people, they go around and they gather up your personal information because people are loosey-goosey about it. People go on Facebook or Instagram and post pictures of them in front of their mailbox with their home address, holding a wad of cash, saying, look at me. You know, what do you put out there? What's out there? There are services that you can subscribe to get your name off of the mass mailing list and to help protect your data additional. And you should put all of those in place that you could and make sure that everybody in your household. But see, it's no good if you've got a multi-person household and one person's being too leaky, you know, in your family. It can compromise your entire, you know, rig. So everybody in the household has to know you don't click on links inside of emails. You don't download anything off an email. And you got to keep the software on your computer.
Hey, now that's if I send you an email with, hold on, if I send you an email with a link in it, you shouldn't click on it? Is that
what
we're talking about?
If you send me one and it's coming from your email that I've sent stuff to and received stuff from over a long period of time.
You really have to be assured that you know what your source is, all right?
Well, I know it's coming from Jeff Rentz, you know, and somebody to spoof that would have to get inside your stuff to send me stuff. But, you know, and then, you know, does it make sense? You know, what am I reading? What am I looking at? Does this look like the way that Jeff usually sends me links and stuff like that? It's important to be able to send people links and to be able to send people files from time to time. But you don't ever click on any link you don't know about, and you don't download files that you don't know about. And because if you do, you know, and I don't think a lot of people do that anymore. I think a lot of people out there have accidentally done that and been burned.
Sure they have. Oh,
you know, so, but so you have to practice that etiquette there, and then, you know, change your passwords. Realize that once you use one password, you've been using it for 5 years, and you use it on some remote website, that website's been hacked. They got that password.
Got it.
They know your email, and they know your regular passwords from old websites you've used it on, then you're vulnerable. They can get inside your stuff. Then there's additional stuff you can put on your finances, like LifeLock and other types of services that will help monitor your credit and your things like that in case somebody tries to charge something to you.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a lot of different things, but you got to practice that, especially if you're going to go out there. And, you know, if you want to get out there and talk smack to people about politics and stuff like that, don't do it under your real name.
Gotcha.
I mean, I do, because I'm the head of an organization, and I'm constantly accosted by little left-wing trolls under, you know, fake names. saying all sorts of crazy crap that they wouldn't be saying if they were posted in their real name and location. So
sure.
But yeah, you need to have the software, you need to have the firmware updates, you need to stay away, you know, from a lot of stuff. And then, you know, even if you do all that, it's not 100% that you're not going to get, you know, I mean.
No guarantees anymore. Not at all.
Well, the thing is, you know, there's also things inside of your smartphones, your Androids and your iPhones that keep changing. And you got to go in there and turn a lot of stuff off. There's YouTube videos on how you can do it. But a lot of people have been having conversations around their phones about, gee, I'm thinking about maybe trying a new brand of cat food for the old cat on the back porch or whatever. And then you go in and sit down and watch a YouTube video, and the next thing you know, you're watching cat food commercials.
It's
because
true.
your phone...
It's only going to accelerate, too, with AI. They'll use it to do everything you can even dream, imagine, whatever, to get to people, try to take advantage of them. Here it is. So all you got to do is click that button, and you'll have it delivered to you in 2 days. They're not dumb. I think we are. Not all of us, but the mass of the consumerism is like a disease. You can't say no to it. You got to have this, you got to have that. I'm not knocking it. It's just the way people are. And now they're mining that to the maximum. They're very, very shrewd. If they don't know how to do it, they just ask the AI, well, how can I achieve this or that with my mass mailings? And AI will tell them. Now, AI is walking away right now. No joke.
Well, and there's the AI stock bubble. You know, right now, AI... And companies that are developing AI, like NVIDIA and others, their stocks have just been crazy. A lot of fun and great news for you if you bought AI, NVIDIA and other AI stocks, you know, a year or two back especially. They've just gone into massive territory. But, you know, just today, I noticed, you know, a week or two back that several, you know, big titans, including Warren Buffett and others, a lot of the bigwigs had sold a lot of their stocks. And then Warren Buffett indicated today that his number one economic indicator is flashing red. And John Hussman, who predicted the last two big bubbles, apparently he's a legendary investor who called the 2000 and 2008 market crashes.
Hussman, H-U-S-S-M-A-N?
John Hussman. Right. He says that stock valuations mirror the extremes of 1929, and the market is at risk of a steep crash. You know, he says that it could, that some stocks look like they're in the most extreme bubble in history.
Don't forget, 1929 was nothing.
They were in 1929 and 2021.
1929 was no coincidence, no accident. No spontaneous crash. It was engineered. All these things are. That's why Bernard Baruch.
Well, behind the irrational exuberance on the stock market, basically, you know, the AI stocks have been some of the real driving forces behind a lot of the financial movement. But, you know.
Remember, you know who Bernard Baruch was? Arguably the wealthiest man of the last century, 20th century. He bailed Winnie Churchill out of the poorhouse twice. He owned him. And he took him to New York to be on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange on Black Friday to watch the festivities. And look it up. It's true. They control most everything.
Well, and people need to take a closer look at their stocks through their brokerages and their Roth, their IRAs and their 401ks, because in many cases they don't really own their stocks. You know, they don't really own the assets. If you look at the fine print on a lot of these brokerage houses and different services, what you've actually bought is a financial instrument similar to a stock that's actually owned by the brokerage. Which means they own the actual stocks. And if things go south and all of a sudden they can't juggle the money anymore, like Bernie Madoff or whatever, Friedman, what's his face?
Sammy the Bankman Freed.
Yeah, a lot of retirees and people out there are going to be the last people to possibly get paid. And they're going to be like, hey, what happened to all my 401k money? And then we're like, hey, well, we don't have the money, and we can't pay the money, and you don't really own these stocks. You just own financial instruments inside our firm. And
right.
So, you know, because you got to remember the 1929 stock crash, I mean, we can't remember because we weren't there, but that was, I believe, an 89% correction.
It's huge. I don't remember, but we could, the same thing could happen here again if they wanted to. They control it. They do whatever they want. Gold is controlled, and that's something a lot of people can't quite figure out. It's all controlled. They don't leave anything to chance. They own everything, just about, or control it, or they can buy their way. And then they have Epstein's diary. So they got it. And he's not the only one. He wasn't the only one. William, anything you want to add here? What's your number one priority for the next week from tonight on?
Well, I think the main thing is just please drop me a line. Let me know if the phone change improved the broadcast quality for folks. I'm hoping that that is the case. And Good. Other than that, we'll see everybody next Wednesday, Lord willing.
Thank you, William. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Back with more right after this.